The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. Fresh back from a couple of days at William Hill Towers where no podcasts were available because of my participation on the show. I got a chance to look at seven races for you at Leopardstown on this Thursday, June the 21st. Not a particularly strong card, actually quite a small, select bunch of horses running here tonight. Not many big fields. Do have a strong fancy, however, later on in the card in the 7:35. And there's an interesting and intriguing runner in the last race as well, which has caught my attention. So we'll crack on with the action and begin with the 6 o'clock. 7 furlongs is the trip. 2-year-olds are on show here. And quite a few of these have already shown a fair level of form. So this one's not a particularly easy start for the punters to get their head around. Heavenly Rainbow, bound to be a popular choice here, having landed a maiden auction contest at Fairy House on the 31st of May, winning in fairly decisive fashion in the end and got the better of Lethal Turbo. And back in third was Jozza, who caught the eye that day, and he's gone on to subsequently boost the form at Limerick over the weekend in pretty tenacious fashion. So a lot of people will be very much into that form line. But I was also very taken by the run of Highland Fortune, first time out for the Fozzie Sack stable, in a race which has begun to work out particularly well. The second, Decrypt, has gone on to win back at the track. Dom Carlos, who was fifth, has won. And Pulsing Dragon actually ties in quite nicely with Jozza, because he was second to Adrian Keithley's Charge the other day, and he was ninth of the 13 runners behind Jessica Harrington's Indigo Balance. Unfortunately, Indigo Balance didn't run so well in the Coventry, but either way, that form looks pretty solid bar the winner. Given the way that he came home as well, I'd be pretty convinced that he'd be appreciative of an extra furlong. And at 9-2 top price this morning, Highland Fortune will do for me there in the first race. On to the second race then, which is another 2-year-old contest. And this one's the first juvenile race either side of the Irish Sea over a mile. So stamina very much to the fore here. No doubt the California Daddy sets the standard and he's the selection here. He ran nicely first time out behind one of Aidan O'Brien's called Van Beethoven, who unfortunately got beat next time out when odds on the cover. But to be fair, he did bump into Stable Companion Fairyland, so I'll forgive him that. And his run here the other day was another performance littered with promise for the future. Although he was a 6-4 chance and got beat by Bold Approach from the Jim Balder stable, I do think the winner's okay. And I actually quite like the way he rallied after he was swept by the winner approaching the final furlong. He actually looked as though, to all intents and purposes, he does need a mile the way that he ran. He went a half all the way through the line, like I say, having forsaken the advantage. And the ground should be absolutely ideal, being a Sundersack Scat Daddy. I'd imagine Colin Keane, drawn one on Joe Lyons' chart tonight, will ping him out round the inner and send him for home quite a way out and hopefully put his experience and stamina to good use. On to the 7:05, and Jim Bolger could have the winner here in Dawn Trooper, who was a good third of the day, and quite a decent contest down at Cork on Sunday behind Victory Salute, who was backed as if defeat was out of the question for the Aidan O'Brien stable. But I do like that form line. I backed one in fourth, and unfortunately he wasn't quite good enough. So I'd certainly expect Dawn Trooper here to be fairly prominent in the market and quite well backed. There could be well more to come from Spanish Verse, who didn't run too badly for a 50-1 shot on his seasonal reappearance behind Wisdom Mind at the Curragh on debut. But in that race, Hazim Maya from the Dermot Weld stable, I thought, ran a good deal better than her final finishing position suggested. In the end, she finished fifth, but for large majorities of that race, she was hard on the speed. She just got a little bit tired on the heavy ground first time off the shelf. And given that the form of that race has worked out really well, Athenia second, of course, runs in, actually, as I speak, the Ribblesdale at Royal Ascot, and most gifted have gone on to advertise that form line. So she's obviously up against a decent standard of filly. Being by Shamadal, one would imagine that she'd be well suited by this better ground here tonight. And with the Dermot Weld horses in good form, particularly his fillies, I do think Hazimea at 11-2 this morning. Represents a decent each-way bet there in the opener. On to the 7:35 then, and as promised at the top of the programme, I did say that my nap runs here in this race. Then it comes via the shape of John McConnell's Hey Pretty. This three-year-old, having won early on in the season in pretty decisive fashion at Fairy House, has been littered with bad luck on his next few starts. He was a little bit keen for his own good at Ayr. And then here over today's course and distance, he got a terrible draw, drawn 18 of the 18 runners and finished his race off very strongly from the back of the field. I certainly think he'll uphold the form with So Enjoy, who has got a bad draw tonight and can't really offer any reason why he turned the form around. And similar fate awaited this three-year-old by Society Rock the other day at Cork, when once again he got a horrible draw, 16 of 17. All the pacers round the end of the winner raced handy. And once again he finished his race off really eye-catchingly to finish a never nearer fourth. With a smaller field tonight and a better break and a better track position, I'd certainly expect Hey Pretty to be bombing home at the end and certainly causing one or two anxious moments. Top price this morning was around about 5-1, 11-2. That looked a ridiculously good each-way bet. And I still think there's a little bit of juice in his price around about the 4-1 mark at time of recording. On to the 8:05. Quite a nasty one here. None of these bring absolutely cast-iron credentials to the table. I certainly think Tony the Gent has probably run up to the best level, having chased home Marcel Jennings on his last start at Nate, and today's better ground will suit him. Then it's a slightly disconcerting nature about his overall profile. He's raced at this venue three times and he's not once hit the frame. So at 7-4, there are one or two risks attached. I'm certainly prepared to give Christopher Robin another go here, having he finally broke his duck down in Limerick the other day. He's been a frustrating character up until that point. He was well backed on his debut at Leopardstown when everyone in the yard thought he was a certainty. He didn't handle the ground. He didn't handle Chester and the hullabaloo of that racetrack at the Chester meeting back in May. Like I say, there wasn't a huge amount of confidence beyond him last time out, but he actually got the jumped quite nicely. I liked his way he fought off his opponents in the latter stage. And for the first time, this son of Canamalot actually showed a little bit of backbone in a race. So hopefully that would have done him the world of good. And I know Brian has pinged him out quite quickly to strike while the iron's hot. So tentatively, Christopher Robin is the choice there in the 8:05. On to the 8:35, and one of my better bets of the night runs in this race. Elegant Drama is obviously going to be popular, having won last time out and beaten a useful horse of William McCreary's. And also It's a Joke is likely to be prominent in the betting, having finished second at Fairy House on its last start. But I'm all over this Guitardo here from the Fozzie Stack stable. This horse just basically ran in a much better race than this last time out and very much caught the eye. For the first time on his turf career, he managed to run on a fast surface. He got bogged down on the heavy ground the time before. And even though he only finished fifth of the 12 runners, the form and the time figure of the race suggests it was a very, very hot contest. 0-106. The winner, Blue Larulu, I definitely think is a group horse. Darley went on to win a listed race next time out. And this horse flashed home from an unpromising position to finish a never favourite fifth. Crying out for an extra furlong, this fella, and on better ground. He's got both of those things tonight. And he's top price 4-1 this morning, which I think is an absolute giveaway. He should be favoured in my book on off the back of that run. So very confident choice there in the 8:35. Guitardo for the Fozzie Stack stable. On to the final race then. Quite a trappy one here, but we've certainly got an informed runner in the shape of Circling Moon. And we've also got an informed trainer as well in the shape of Johnny Murta. The combination of teamed up on the last two starts to win at Gowran and here over the course last time out. So he certainly brings quite a few strong credentials to the table. However, I do think there's a little bit of a sneaky one here off a bargain basement mark of just 45, and that's Thomas Mullins' Lucky Icon, who is yet to show what he can do on the flat, but he's certainly a different proposition over hurdles, as he proved the other day down in Ballinrobe. I should know, because I backed the third horse called Conron, and this horse absolutely trounced him. Literally couldn't believe it for a 50-1 shot. He made my horse look very pedestrian. He turned the other two into mincemeat, and if he runs anywhere near that level tonight, off of, like I say, Mickey Mouse Mark, he surely must go close to winning that last race. It's hard to make him favourite, really, against Circling Moon, but I suppose if you're a sort of weights and measures man, then you certainly suggest off eight stone seven, this horse is going to take quite a bit of beating here tonight, Lucky Icon, and he's the choice in the final race. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. The next 2 days, unfortunately, we've got two Irish meetings, but they both clash with the UK domestic cards. So there won't be any room for those two meetings on the Irish podcast. So we're going to have to wait until Sunday where we've got seven races for you at Gowran Park, beginning at 2:05. So until then, good luck for the rest of the punting at Royal Ascot this week, and it's very goodbye for me until then.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.